Seasons of Suffering, Seasons of Joy by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. James 5:13. Life is filled with highs and lows. Navigating the ups and downs of life can be a challenge. Thankfully, the Bible gives us some insight on how to approach our hardships and our joy. God doesn't leave us on our own in either season. In our lives, there is no struggle that He isn't present for or celebration He doesn't know about. What does God say about the hard times? The enemy of our souls wants to speak the lie of aloneness in our ears when things start to feel like more than we can handle. We become paralyzed in the belief that no one is there to support us. And thoughts of guilt may stop us from being open about our struggles, and the idea that no one can understand what we are going through can keep us stuck alone. Without the support of others or a strong grasp on God's love for you in those hard moments, hopelessness can begin to set in like an ugly, fast-spreading disease. The Bible tells us that hope deferred makes the heart sick, Proverbs 13:12. This is precisely why the Bible instructs us to turn to God in prayer when we suffer. When we begin to connect with God through prayer and study of His Word, hope can return to our hearts. We are reminded that we are loved and never alone. God gives us the strength we need to share our stories with others that can support us, further breaking the chains of hopelessness. When you are in a season of suffering, bring it all to Jesus. Bring all the frustration, desperation, loneliness, or anger, and lay them at the feet of Jesus. God is not repelled by honesty. He already knows the state of our lives and hearts. You will not offend God with your sin or doubt. He pleads with us, saying, "Please come to me first." He loves you so much that He died to take away your sin and pain. In the seasons of joy, sing praises to your God. We can get so caught up in our own pleasures that we take the good for granted and only turn to God in hardship. God invites us back to be in His presence in both our seasons of joy and seasons of suffering. When prayers are answered, when a milestone is achieved, when the sunset takes your breath away, or your kids knock it out of the park, take a moment to give God the glory. It's our ability to see God in the joy-filled seasons that helps prepare us for the times of suffering. If we don't have the ability to notice God's grace, provision, and kindness when it's right in front of our faces, how will we recognize God at work when life is heavy? We need that ledger available in our minds of all the ways God has already come through for us to lean on when doubt and worry or when suffering enters our lives. What season are you in now? Are you barely keeping it together, or are you loving every minute of life? Either way, God is there, and He wants you to look to Him in each and every season life brings your way. Acts 17:28 says it like this: "For in Him we live and move and exist." And as some of your own poets have said, we are His offspring. He is our source of life, but even more than that, God wants to do life with you. Remember to offer prayer and praise in both your joy and suffering.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.